Welcome back to Become a Calm Mama. I'm your host. I'm Darlene Childress. I am a life coach and a parent educator and the host of this podcast. And my big picture goal for you and your family is that you feel really great as a parent. That's why this podcast is called Become a Calm Mama, because I really want you to feel like a deep sense of calm, which then leads to confidence, which then leads to compassion for your kids. It leads to clarity on what you should do. It leads to so many good things, right? Because beyond being calm for you, I want you to raise an emotionally healthy kid, right? I want you to have a kid who also knows how they're feeling and how to manage their feelings and can overcome obstacles in their life, like fear or insecurity or, you know, any sort of like limiting belief, in order to become who they're supposed to be. So that's this big picture goal. And I wanted to talk today a little bit about the process of becoming calm, because I think we might have sort of a misunderstanding of what it's like. What I've noticed is that when I have a consultation with a mom or someone who just starts working with me, that she will come on to that consultation or to those first sessions and feel really embarrassed that she's not calm, that she yelled at her kid or, you know, emotionally checked out or was a little bit too physical. And there will be a lot of shame, as if she should know better, especially if she's been listening to the podcast or even taken one of my classes, and will get in her head of like, you know, something's wrong with me, right? And that's the definition of shame, is something's wrong with me, and guilt is I've done something wrong. So I never want you to own this belief that something is wrong with you, because there's nothing wrong with you. You're super normal. You're human, and you have a nervous system, right? You have a stress response, and having children and raising children, that is stressful. We can make it easier with having limits. We can make it easier by, you know, emotionally coaching our kids. We can make our life easier. But the truth is that there's a relentlessness to parenting, especially in those young years. I'm talking like 0 to 11 or 12, where it just feels like you're caught in a wave that, you know, the ocean, and the waves just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And that's why, you know, if you have younger kids, you're like, all I want to do is get a break, right? You want to have time by yourself or time with friends or, you know, an overnight somewhere, because there's a relentlessness to parenting. And then you lose it and you get frustrated. And that then creates this shame spiral of something is wrong with me. All right. So I don't want you to own that phrase, something's wrong with me, I'm hopeless, I'm not like other moms, I'm not good enough, I'm not cut out for this. Because the truth is that becoming calm is a process, and it requires a set of skills, right? Primarily the skill that I teach in my program is the pause break, as well as what I call calm mama thinking. So in the pause break, I have a lot of episodes on the pause break. It is essentially whenever you catch yourself feeling stressed, overwhelmed, angry, frustrated, you know, at your wit's end, that you stop. So if you're in an interaction with your child and they wake up too early, and especially like just the time change happened recently, and so they're up earlier, or they're, you know, they don't want to go to sleep or whatever it is, and you are, you know, frustrated by them, and you're sitting there trying to convince them to go back to bed or telling them all the reasons they shouldn't be up, and you're like disciplining them or trying to logic them or rationalize or whatever you're doing, and you can sense that you're getting mad because they have an emotional need that's not being met, and they're frustrated, and your talking isn't helping. It's not helping them, and you think it's helping you, but really it's your process of trying to like get power back, get control back, and you're getting agitated. Anytime you notice that you are getting overwhelmed or feeling overwhelmed, I want you to pause, right? And take that pause break, which just means stop, and then reset. And we reset our body by moving our body in some intentional way, and we reset our mind by coaching ourselves. This is temporary. This is not a problem. I'm going to get this kid back to bed, or okay, this day is, you know, we're up now, so let's move on. Whatever you need to do to coach yourself back to calm. So that's the pause break, right? And what happens, what I've noticed, is that sometimes we don't know that we were overwhelmed or frustrated, or we lose our cool, right? We lose our shit and we act our feelings out on our kid. And then later we feel really bad about it. Now, what do you do afterwards? What I see a lot of moms do is they then do that self-criticism. What's wrong with me? I'm not a good parent. You know, I've taken all these parenting classes. I listen to these podcasts. I read all these books and I'm still messed up. And like, you know, right? You can end up getting into this space where you feel just really, really terrible. And the idea, right, is that we are thinking, if I am mean enough to my, you're not actually thinking this, this is subconscious, but the theory is like, I can shame myself into behaving better. I can criticize myself into changing my behavior. I sometimes think of it like a whip, right? You're going to whip yourself into shape. And that actually doesn't work, unfortunately, because that whip, it hurts. And when you're hurt, you end up hurting, right? They say hurt people hurt others, right? What if you're the one hurting yourself? What if you're the one who's doing that shame and you're shaming yourself and you're thinking shame is going to motivate you? But shame creates pain. That's why we don't do it for our kids. And that's why I don't want you doing it for yourself. Compassion is the way to move towards better behavior. What is compassion? It's a deep understanding of what was happening for you and a validation of that emotion. So it's an awareness and a narrating of a circumstance, really bringing light to the situation that is hard without positively thinking about it, right? Like that, you can't, you know, mindset your way out of a negative emotion. You have to feel your way into a new emotion. And that means not just going into, you know, like, what's wrong with me? It's not that big of a deal. You know, I should be more compassionate towards my kids. And like, they need to fix that. I need to be better. I need to have more boundaries. I need to be stricter. Like, you just criticism. So instead, what you can do is just say, huh, so this morning sucked. Wasn't expecting this kid to get up this early. That's not how I wanted my day to go. I'm feeling really disappointed and pretty frustrated by this. How can I take excellent care of myself? How can I soothe my disappointment? How can I feel this feeling and let it move through me? What do I need to do with my body to allow this disappointment to pass? What do I need to do to create a new environment for myself? Like, maybe that means putting on some music or making yourself a really nice hot cup of coffee, or, you know, going for that toast with like a heavy layer of butter, right? Slathering that butter on or whatever it is, right? Just a little soothing thing for you that will make you feel a little bit better. And taking care of yourself and taking care of your emotions so that you don't dump the disappointment out on your kid, which is exactly what we're trying to teach our child, right? It's okay to be mad. It's not okay to hit. It's okay to be disappointed. It's not okay to scream, I hate you, mommy, right? We want to be able to give our kids new strategies to handle their emotion. But what I've seen is that you as the parent, you're not offering yourself that compassion. You cannot give what you don't have. People say that all the time, but you can't give compassion to your kid if you're not receiving it from yourself. So self-compassion is so important after you lose your cool with your kid. When you find yourself in that mad mom syndrome, right? Where you're stressed out and frustrated and overwhelmed and you're starting to take it out on your child. What I ideally would love for you to do is as soon as you notice that you pause and you take that pause break, you put on the brakes of your experience. So the pause break is actually spelled B-R-E-A-K, like take a break, but it is okay to think about as put on the brakes, like slam on the brakes, stop really suddenly. And that is what it's like when you are first practicing becoming calm. It is like the car has taken off on its own. It's got some speed. It's on a track. It's got some momentum and you are putting the brakes on. It's like, you know, like you're slamming on them. Your tires are squealing, you know, you're probably creating some skid marks or whatever. I think that happens when you break a car, when you put on the brakes. And that is going to feel like really weird and sudden and abrasive. Like, just wait, you know what? I love you, but I don't want to yell at you. So I'm going to go wash my hands. Oh, you know what? Mommy's getting mad. So I'm going to move my body. I'm going to shake. I'm going to do a little shimmy shake and then I'm going to calm down. It is going to look weird. It's going to feel weird. So ideally, you're willing to do whatever it takes to not dump onto your child. And I've noticed that in the beginning, it's like a lot of braking. It's kind of like if you think about learning to drive or teaching a kid to drive, how they don't really know how to use the brakes and the gas very well. They, you know, kind of over accelerate, like, you know, and then they're like, ah, and then they put on the brakes and you're like, wah, you know, they put on the brakes kind of too harshly. They don't know how to slow down. It's just accelerate and stop and accelerate and stop. And if that's where you are in your parenting, we are not going to judge that at all. We are going to just look at you braking and just thinking, yes, you put on the brakes. We're not going to judge how fast you were accelerating, how long it took you, or even if you didn't put on the brakes. Eventually you do, mama. That's the truth. Because if you didn't, you'd be still yelling at your kid like hours later. I know you do regulate yourself. At a certain point, your brain comes back online and you're like, what is wrong with me? Okay. And you stop. So you always stop. I just want you to stop earlier and stop intentionally. And if you don't stop, be nice to yourself about it. Now, at the risk of sounding like a total tool, I'm going like a total, like, you know, jerk or whatever, I'm going to talk about having a Tesla. Okay. I told my friend's daughter that I had a Tesla and she was so mad about it. She's like, oh my God, that's so wrong. You should not own a Tesla. Anyway, my husband bought it and I drive it a lot because my son drives my car a lot. Okay. The reason why I bring it up is because Tesla has this thing called one pedal driving. And what does that mean? It means that you don't really have to put on the brakes that often. That the car, the gas pedal, when you pull off the gas pedal, it actually creates braking. And then you can accelerate, you push down on the gas pedal, and it accelerates. And then if you pull off of it, it starts braking. Like it starts stopping the car. So you don't really have to put your foot on the brake. It kind of is just a one pedal movement. You're accelerating and you're decelerating until you come to a stop. To like parenthetically, you don't have to have it on that mode. You can have it be a traditional car where it's just the brake and the gas. Now, why do I bring this up? I realize that parenting, trying to move towards calm, is a little bit like this, that our goal is to have one pedal parenting where we are able to really regulate ourselves, where we're accelerating, we're getting a little hot, we're going a little too hard, and then we pull back and it's a little more of a gentle slowdown, and then we can accelerate again. That you don't actually, the goal is to like not actually need that slam on the brakes thing. That's where we're headed. That's what's possible. And I have watched like hundreds of moms get to that place. Some of them call it like legit calm, right? It's a deep sense of emotional regulation and your nervous system is really in balance and you're able to modulate it and move forward and back through your stress response without going high acceleration at where you need to slam on the brakes. That's super cool. That's amazing. That's what is possible. Are we always like never needing to decelerate? No, we're going to be modulating, going in and out of, you know, activated stress response, dipping out of it. You know, that one pedal parenting. But in the beginning, or if you have a very difficult child who is, you know, spirited, as they say, or is neurodivergent, or you are recovering from an illness, or you're deep diving through some trauma lately, or you have a stressful situation, your partnership or your marriage is in a tricky part of it. Maybe you're getting separated. Maybe you have an ill parent. You know, someone is unemployed in your family, or there's a financial stress. When you have a lot going on, or you have young kids in general, it's going to be hard to access this one pedal parenting. It's going to be difficult, but that means that you just have to put the brakes on. Try not to accelerate so much so that you don't have to slam on the brakes, but if you do, slam on them. That's fine. We're never going to judge someone who slams on the brakes in order to avoid hitting a pedestrian, right? You don't have to like be like, oh, you know, you shouldn't have stopped. No, never, right? It's always good. You always have permission to pause, as I say. You always have permission to stop. It's like stop parenting for a second. Like literally just stop parenting and go parent yourself. Go take care of yourself. Now, if you did not press pause, you did not slam on the brakes, you did not take a pause break, that means it's time to be compassionate. It's time to step back and give yourself a bunch of love. And what does that love look like? I don't think people really explain it. It really means talking about what was so hard, giving words to the circumstance that triggered all of that big feeling cycle for you. Going in on it and like saying like, yeah, having a 4-year-old is hard. Boy, they have a high need for power. That's tricky, you know, or I thought it would be different. This parenting thing sucks. I think it's fine to say things like that. I think it's fine to be really honest. So we narrate that, or narrate the specific situation. I've made lunches, or I made breakfast, and they asked for waffles, and I served a waffle, and this kid does not want a waffle, and that is irritating. Now, what we tend to do is if we're going to narrate, we narrate on the kid. You said you wanted waffles, and then I made one, and then you didn't even want waffles. Like, you don't need to narrate for your child. That's not going to be helpful, but you can narrate for yourself and connect with yourself. Like, whoa, this is really frustrating. I am overwhelmed. So we're going to narrate the situation. We're going to name the feeling, and then we're going to give ourselves, okay, now what? Narrating, naming, now what? That's the connection tool. That's what you're doing with yourself. Narrating the circumstance, naming the emotion, and now what do you do? What do you need? How can you soothe yourself? How can you reset? And taking some new actions. So that's when you have to put on the brakes. When you know, pausing, I think of it as at any time. You can pause in anticipation. Like you're like, whoa, I'm starting to drive real fast. I need to put on the brakes. I need to decrease my acceleration. I'm starting to get hot. I'm starting to get in it. And you can just, you know, notice that. So that's like before you lose it, you can pause. While you're losing it, if you can catch yourself in the middle and pause, that's incredible. So even if you start in on your lecture and your shame little sprinkle that you're giving to your kid and the complaining and, you know, criticizing them and comparing them to their sibling, if you are in that state and you stop and you pause, incredible. Whenever you put on the brakes, it's great. Now, also after, sometimes we don't know how to pause and reset until later. And that's when the criticism comes in. So when it's later, you can still narrate, "Woo, that was hard. That was tough. That was a really rough night." And give yourself some compassion. Narrating what happened, talking about what was hard, naming how you felt during it, how you feel now, and then what do you need to do to soothe that emotion? And then when you're able to start doing some thinking, you can be like, okay, how do I want this to go next time? What do I want to do next time? What limit do I need here? What routine do I need to fix? And resetting your rhythm and your routine and connecting back to limit setting and things like that. So this episode, what I really wanted to offer to you is the gift of self-love. That sounds so cheesy. But I know that as a woman, and especially as a mom, it is so easy to sit and just be so mean to yourself. And all that ends up happening is that you feel really hurt and sad and discouraged. And then you take those feelings into the next encounter with your child. So that's why I'm encouraging you to practice self-compassion and self-love. And the steps of those are narrating what was hard, naming your feeling, and then offering yourself another way of acting or a way to soothe. All right. If this is a struggle for you, like honestly, this is my specialty. Like, calm. I just love teaching moms how to feel better. Of course, once you feel better, then you are better equipped to practice gentle parenting or connected parenting. You're better able to set limits. You're better able to think clearly about what's going on in your family. And then that's the other skills that I teach in my classes. So I don't want you to listen to this episode and then feel like, okay, great, thanks, but you don't have to sit in the, book a consultation with me. It's like a free time, you know, free 20 minutes to chat with me and we can talk about what your obstacles are and I'll give you some strategies. And if you want to talk about working with me, great. If not, no problem. I'm here to listen to you, learn from you, and support you. So you can book a discovery call with me on my website. We have that, and then we'll also put in the show notes. And if you're not on my newsletter, if you don't get my emails, I highly recommend you go to Calm Mama Coaching. I spell it C-A-L-M, Calm, and then Mama is M-A-M-A, coaching.com, and get one of the free resources. The Stop Yelling Cheat Sheet is where I walk you through the pause break, step by step, all the reasons why you yell, and how to stop. And then the obstacles that are going to come up if you, you know, do a pause break. I give you strategies of how to talk to your kids about it and all of that. An amazing resource. And it's free and it's on my website under resources. And then there's also a couple of other cool resources in there. That one is all about resetting your stress response as a mom, and, you know, just different in the moment things you can do to calm yourself. So that one is super cool. And then we also have one about mornings, like building a better morning routine. So lots of cool resources. And once you sign up, once you get that download, you're on my newsletter, and then you can get links to, you know, book calls with me and stay, you know, I send a newsletter on Tuesdays, and then the podcast one comes out on Thursdays typically. So unless I'm promoting a new class, and then I send a bunch and then it's quiet again. Okay. I really would like to free you from the shame spiral, and I hope I've convinced you that it's not going to help. It does not help you. It only hurts you. And when you feel hurt, you're more likely to hurt others, particularly your kids. So you can just stop. You can just be nice to yourself. I promise it will be okay. You won't get worse. You'll just get better. I promise. All right, Mama. I hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you next time.